Where can I see you and no one else can?
You're not a mundane.
What is a mundane?
Someone from the human world.
Well, if not a human, then what am I?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
I don't understand what any of this has to do with my mom.
Your mother was a shadow hunter. Like him. Like you.
There's a map inside your head, Clary. You are the key to our survival.
What now?
The werewolves are here to save us. Never thought I'd say that.
Okay, here's the deal. Ever since Harry Potter tore up the box office more than a dozen years ago, Hollywood has been searching for the next big young adult novel adaptation. They had it with Twilight and now The Hunger Games. However, The Mortal Instruments is the next in a long line of duds that want to be these films. The needlessly convoluted story follows a girl who discovers she has the power to fight demons and joins forces with a group of invisible warriors to protect a dangerous artifact. The plot is a mess, trying to do everything and failing at it all. The dialogue is random and disjointed, with story elements turning in on itself and line deliveries that would make Kristen Stewart blush. And the two-hour-plus running time is just plain brutal. The Mortal Instruments City of Bones gets 1.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.